This is a dictation for Tawana Thomas, T like Tom, A W A N A, T H O M A S. Tawana Thomas, date of birth is 9/24/91, date of service 2/7/2021, date of accident is 2/7/2021. The patient was a front seat passenger when she was rear-ended, and this accident caused her pain in the lower back and left shoulder with radiation to the left leg and left arm and weakness of the left arm. The patient had a limited range of motion at the left shoulder, and the MRIs that were done were found positive for a bursitis in the subacromial region of the left shoulder. In the lumbar spine, there was a negative study. However, physical examination showed that her sacroiliac joint on the left side was positive for Faber test, Gonfalon test, and was quite tender. In addition, patient was found to have a carpal tunnel syndrome with median nerve compression. The patient presents here today to have the procedure for left sacroiliac joint injection under fluoroscopy with arthrogram. The medical indications are that the patient has a severe pain focused on the left sacroiliac joint with positive Faber test, Gonfalon test. There has not been any relief with the physical therapy, and the injection, proposed injection, is supposed to bring healing and improve the ADL and decrease the need for further surgery. Two sets of injections are being provided for diagnostic reason as well as therapeutic reason. The procedure was done according to the template. The next procedure is injection of the left acromial, subacromial bursa. Medical indications are, the next procedure is subacromial bursa injection with bursa gram. And the medical indications are as follows. The MRI is positive for a acromial bursitis. And the patient has had suffering for this pain for more than a year. Physical therapy and other treatments have not helped. Final decision was made to do an injection of the subacromial bursa under X-ray. The procedure for the bursa is as follows. Bursa injection. The patient had signed an agreement and consent, and thereafter patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite and was placed supine. The area was disrobed and exposed, and with the presence of female chaperone. The area was cleaned with butadiene alcohol. Area of the shoulder was identified under X-ray using a radio opaque object. The area of the subacromial region was identified using a 3cc syringe containing Omnipack 240 dye was used, and the needle was injected all the way into the bursa. After taking an oblique picture and a depth confirmation, the dye was injected. A bursa gram was obtained showing a superior, inferior, lateral, and anterior spread of the dye. After confirming the spread, and the bursa gram was obtained, and then injection of the 3 cc's of dexamethasone with margin was injected to the bursa. And a complete needle was withdrawn, and band-aid was applied. Patient signed relief. Thank you. And the next procedure is injection of the left carpal tunnel injection or left median nerve block. The injection was done as follows. The patient was placed supine. After getting the consent, area of the left wrist was prepared with butadiene alcohol. The area of the palmaris longus tendus was identified. and using an ethyl chloride spray, an injection was achieved using 3cc syringe with a 30 gauge needle to enter into the carpotunnel region to block the median nerve next to the palmaris longus tendon. After placing 3cc of dexamethasone and lidocaine, the needle was withdrawn. The patient reported a complete relief. That'll be the end of dictation. Thank you.